This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today, is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Well, if you're just joining us this hour, we've had the benefit of Andrew Meyer. You know, don't tase me, bro. Andrew's been a lot of fun, and we've had an interesting discussion covering a lot of ground so far. I want to talk about this shooting today for a moment, Andrew. Okay, so a lady supposedly rammed the gate at one of the Capitol buildings, and she was then assassinated in front of her young child. This is pretty darn disturbing. We hear that there's more to this story than what we're being told. The senators and congressmen stood up and applauded that she was assassinated. Well, it turns out this was all done for no apparent reason. It's absolutely ridiculous. Did you hear about this story? I'm sure you have.
So when it first came out, what they're saying, oh, there's D.C. shooter, you know, they're hyping it like a terrorism thing, right? Like somebody... like, she had a gun, and she was doing shots, you know, like, or somebody was doing. And then it comes out, no, actually, the only shot came from the police, and they shot this lady. The crazy thing to me is how many times people will go back to CNN for their news, even though they're so wrong. The Navy Yard shooting, like, every single time one of these stories comes out, the Boston bombing, you know, one of these stories comes out, they have the story so wrong at the start. They're entirely wrong, but okay, they were not credible, you know, 30 minutes ago, but now they're credible. You know, it's like, how did people believe what the media has to say is amazing to me. It's amazing that anyone would trust CNN at this point. But,
how can they be so incompetent is my question. It's almost like they mess up on purpose.
No, I don't think they mess up on purpose. I think they are purposefully putting the message that they want out there. You know, like, they had Piers Morgan on saying, we need to take guns away. So even though this turns out not to be a gun thing, they still got to, like, stick it to people. Look how bad guns are. Someone to shot up at the Capitol. You know, we got to take the guns away. So I don't think they do it without a reason. I think they're always trying to push their agenda and get it in there any way they can. They are also incompetent, but that's a different story from the fact that they're propagandists and they try and push a narrative over and over.
Yeah, I hear you. Speaking of guns, are you a fan of the Second Amendment?
Anyone that is not a fan of the Second Amendment needs to have their head examined, because the only reason that this country is free at all at this point, they would have just... And that's why they want to take guns away. If they could take the guns away, then it'll be like any of the other countries in the last 100 years where the government turned into a full-scale dictatorship and they just murdered millions of people. You know, so God forbid, I'm just alone that could happen in this country. But, you know, it's not like the United States is this, oh, my God, it's God's country. It could never happen here, you know, like The U.S. is a country like any other, and if you really look at it, just about all countries are really the same in their structure and in the way people really live. And I know you could say, third world is not like this world, but there's rich people that do bad things. You know, it's, we're not any different than anyone else. And people that are saying that, we don't need guns, you know, it's like you have no idea why they want to take the guns away, because it's not for your safety. You know, there's a million stories of, you know, someone starts firing and then someone with a gun stops them. You know, it's like
there's a lady in Ohio I was telling listeners about today. She's had two incidents where somebody tried to break into her house, and because she's a gun-owning citizen, she stopped them both and detained these people and had the police come and pick them up. And, you know, you said if somebody's not a fan of the Second Amendment, they have to get their head examined. Well, after they get their head examined, they should put a sign on their front lawn saying, "I don't have a gun," and see what happens.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it really is a joke, and people think that taking guns away are going to make things safer, when the contrary is the case. And we saw with Katrina, one of the most despicable acts of tyranny, where the police department came around door to door and took away people's guns when they were in the midst of a big tragedy, of a big disaster, and that's when people will need the guns the most. So it's crazy. I think it's fairly intuitive. I don't see how some people buy the lies, buy the false flags, so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, I watched Bowling for Columbine when I was a kid, right? Michael Moore made an extremely powerful argument to someone that doesn't understand that the government is doing horrible things and you can't rely on them and doesn't like live in a world where crime at their front door is a reality, and so why would I need a gun? The police have guns. They'll take care of me. You know, like, it's possible to be brainwashed to the point where you think, no, we should have no guns. I mean, I am personally a fan of the idea of utopia. I would like to live in a utopia where guns are not necessary, but until we reach that point, it's just illogical to say, oh, no, we need to take them away. You know, the old saying, gun control is not about guns, it's about control. And who wants gun control? That's all you got to say. Like, who wants the control? Who wants to control you? What is their agenda? But, you know, like I said, some people are not ready to accept that reality, that there are people out there that, you know, that they're doing chemtrails and they're putting fluoride in the water. They want to kill you. You know, they're not ready for that reality, that's what the political leadership in this country has come to. They're not ready for that. So, you know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid and they're saying, okay, the government's going to take care of me. Take my guns and give them to Al Qaeda. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Oh yeah, it's maddening. It really is, and people don't see through this. I don't know how they don't do it, folks. We have open lines. If you would like to talk to the one and only Don't Tase Me, Bro, 800-313-9443. We'll take calls in just a little bit. 800-313-9443. That's troll free. Get out your crayon, write it down. And we'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. So you got this project that you're working on, this campaign. What's it called again? Don't Tase Me, Bro, Live?
Yeah, I thought that would be the catchiest name possible. I mean,
sure.
If I were being scholarly and proper, it would be Andrew Meyer speaks out on college campuses. But, you know, you got to have the juice. You got to hook people. So
sure.
Don't Tase Me, Bro, Live. It's like, what is this? Don't Tase Me, Bro, Live. You know. And you see, yeah, I'm going to college campuses. I'm going to fire up people on college campuses that want to do something. You know, maybe they marched against Monsanto, but they're not accomplishing anything. You know, it's one thing to march and say, I don't want Monsanto. And it's another thing to sign people up to petition to get a candidate on the ballot that will defeat Monsanto. And so a lot of times people, you know, they get angry and they get fired up, but they don't do anything. I think the entire Occupy movement, I talked to someone the other day, they couldn't even remember the name Occupy. They didn't accomplish anything. You know, they educated some people, like where they woke some people up, and that's great. But at the end of the day, they didn't get anything done. They could have partnered with Ron Paul and said, okay, what do we stand for? We stand for this and this and this, and the person that best represents us is Ron Paul, and we're giving all our support to him. They could have done something. big by doing that. But they made no demand, and they got nothing accomplished. You have to have a goal in life. You can't just want, like, say that certain things are bad and I don't want them. You have to say what you do want, and you have to try and get it. You have to say, I don't like that. That's just complaining. It's not doing anything. It's not accomplishing anything. You have to stand for something and make it happen, and that takes work. And I think a lot of people just want to complain. But I think that with you know, new ideas, people will, you know, oh, you know what? It's not impossible to run for mayor. There's someone running for Congress in my city. Maybe I'm going to support them instead of going on the street and saying, you know, no war in Syria, or let's get out of Afghanistan. Let's say, Jill Smith for Congress. Jill Smith is going to
bring. Oh, yeah, until she gets tased, too. We got to take another quick break.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, last chance to talk with Andrew Meyer. Don't tase me, bro. We do have some open lines at 800-313-9443, so we'll try to squeeze you in before we let him go. 800-313-9443. So there's a lot of different issues out there. But for me, I'm very solution-oriented, as I hear in your voice as well. You are in the same, you know, context, a very solution-oriented individual, and I applaud that. I think that's important. And one of the things that I think we can deal with, one of the greatest solutions is dealing with our health and not putting the poisons in our body. Is that something that you're fond of as well? Do you avoid the fluoride, the aspartame, and all that crazy stuff?
I was actually at the dentist today, and I was trying to see, like, what their opinion was. I was like, they're giving me their true face, and I'm like, oh, you know, I heard some people saying that fluoride isn't so good for you. What do you think? And they're like, oh, well, yeah, an adult, it might not be so good for children, but it's okay for adults. And I'm like, well, what about the poison warning on the back that says if you eat it, you know, you have to call the poison control? They're like, oh, well, that's just for kids, you know, it's not for everyone. Okay. You know, people are either going to open up to that stuff or they're not. But yeah, for me personally, I saw when I was in Gainesville a documentary called Hoxie, which is one of the people that cured cancer with a natural remedy. And I'm sure you know that there's dozens of remedies that can potentially heal cancer.
Oh yeah, we deal with that topic a lot. Last night, actually, we played a clip of a 3-year-old who was cured from cannabis oil. This isn't the stuff to get high with, folks. He was cured from the oil. And then on the other end of the spectrum, Andrew, we have this case of this doctor who was lying to people, telling them that they're dying of cancer so that he could make money poisoning them with radiation and chemotherapy.
I mean, he's not so far off from the rest of them. I mean, except they're...
Sure, sure.
They're ignorant as far as, you know, what the alternatives are. This is what I always tell people. Okay, all doctors take the Hippocratic Oath, right? The Hippocratic Oath, I will do no harm. The Hippocratic Oath comes from Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine. He was a Greek guy, you know, thousands of years ago, right? Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine, and medicine thy food. Okay, so he's saying food is medicine. How many nutrition classes do they teach at medical school? Most of the time, the answer is none. They teach nothing about nutrition in medical school, but they're qualifying these people as doctors, even though the Hippocratic Oath, the guy that it comes from, says, let food be thy medicine. They don't know anything about it.
They're a bunch of hypocrites.
That's how much most doctors know. They know nothing.
They don't know anything. You're right. It's unfortunate. And they just repeat. You know, they repeat what they're told. And then people, you know, automatically assume that because they have those three letters next to their names and they dress in their fancy costumes with their white robes, that they know what they're talking about. So people put trust in that.
And the Supreme Court is for justice. I mean, one day it will be, but, you know, and there's plenty of doctors that actually, you know, they go the other route. They want to learn about nutrition. On my website, there's a video from the documentary Food Matters, where, I mean, he talks about that food can, the niacin, that they were curing depression with that, you know, and there's just like, there's a remedy for almost everything, and it's just amazing when you start learning this stuff. And there's doctors that are learning too. I mean, it's a growing movement. It's not just you and me. It's like we know about it because other people know, and they're sharing it too.
Jeez, I need some niacin. I'm so depressed with all this. I'm not really depressed, but you know, this stuff can get you down. We got to dose up on some niacin. Is that the same as B13?
It's one of the B. It's one of the B vitamins. I'm not an expert. I'm like a jacket. I know a little bit.
That can also cure cancer, if I'm not mistaken. It's found in apricot pits and whatnot.
This is the last point I wanted to make on health, besides the fact that any kind of ailment that you might have, you know, besides trauma, I mean, Western medicine is very good for trauma, but for any other kind of disease, you can usually Google, you know, natural cure Parkinson's, and you'll find something for that most likely. Even anything, you Google it, and there's something you can do to your diet, and it's going to help.
And you'll be better off.
Yeah, but the last point I wanted to make is that even if you do the right dietary thing, not everyone's going to be cured from cancer from diet. Because I from an expert that knows, like someone up there, was telling me there's three reasons people get cancer. One, it can be diet, where you're eating the wrong things or you're around the wrong physical things, and that's going to give you cancer. Second, it can be emotional, where you're holding grudges against other people, and the grudges, it will manifest as tumors in your body. And the third thing, it can be spiritual, where you have just bad attitudes, unresolved issues from your life or from a past life, something that you're actively ignoring that you need to deal with, and it's going to create cancer in your body. So those are the, it's not always nutrition. Nutrition's the first thing you should do, but there's other reasons for disease.
I think there's probably some truth to that. Hey, let's take some phone calls before we let you go, Andrew. There's a few people who want to talk with you. And we'll start with John in Canada. Hi, John.
Hey, Bob. I had to call back because, this whole idea of, like, the white coat, black art type of, pharmaceutical thing. But I would like to ask your guest, when he got tased, first of all, did it really, put him on the ground like he couldn't move? Or, did you want to sue them?
All right, so you want to know about and thanks for the call and the question, Sean. He wants to know about the actual sensation, the physical reaction you had, and was there any recourse?
Okay, so first thing, I couldn't move because I was on the ground because 7 police officers were on top of me. So I couldn't move first from that. And then once you're getting tased and you're on the ground, you also can't move because your body is basically in paralysis. It's the second most painful thing I ever experienced in my life. The first was because I was on a plane where it was descending, and the cabin pressure in my ear, I literally thought like my molar was going to explode. That's how painful, going to explode out of my mouth.
Wow.
Like, that's how painful. And the taser was a close second. So that's how painful, if you want to imagine.
What about recourse? Did you have any recourse?
You know,
whatever happened with the case? They charged you with stuff? What happened?
They dropped everything. I would have sued them, but I could not find a lawyer that wanted to sue them, believe it or not.
Interesting. So they dropped all the case. All right, let's take another call. Fred in Michigan. Hi there.
Oh, man. Thanks for taking my call. I salute your guest for what he went through. And I wanted to bring to his attention today on NPR, this is one of 4 things real quick. NPR, Ira Glass, PRI, was reporting on Precinct 81 in New York City, where a police officer, an honest, righteous police officer, Adrian Schoolcraft, was, oh, you gotta hear the interview, man. I don't think I can do it justice, but this guy, oh man, he's lucky to be alive.
Alright.
Because
I'll check it out.
His inferior superiors, were really trying to get this guy. Oh man, you gotta hear the interview.
Okay.
Okay. Then, wanted to bring up, Amber Lyon. I'd like his opinion about her activism. Amber Lyon, formerly of CNN. Also, what about Randy Credico out of New York City, the, tax Wall Street Party candidate? What happened to Sinias' friend, who was murdered there? I think, what was that, the Federal Bureau of Insanity that murdered the guy?
I don't know. Hey, Fred, thanks for the call. Andrew, there's a few more callers here. You want to hold for one more segment?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, let's do it. Tammy, stay on the line, and anybody else, you can still jump on in the last minute here. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put you on an
island. All right, your last opportunity on tonight's show to talk to Andrew Meyer, don't tase me, bro. And we're taking your calls live at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to thank all the AM and FM affiliates that pick up the show. And if you want your local talk station to pick up some real talk radio, not the BS that they most likely play, although I shouldn't insult them, but you know the stuff I'm talking about. Well, believe it or not, sometimes they'll pick up shows like the Bob Tuscan Show. I mean, we're on late at night. They can marginalize us like that. Ask the program director. Tell them to check it out. Tell them to check out the Bob Tuscan Show and that you want to hear it on the radio station nearby you. All right, Andrew, what do you say we take some final calls here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let's talk with Tammy. Hi there, Tammy.
Hello. I heard somebody mention apricot seeds.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
That's B-17.
B-17, right, that's what I was thinking of.
It's illegal in the United States.
Well,
you can't get it over the Internet.
Yeah, I mean, I can go to, we have a local grocery store here, Ward's, they sell apricot seeds.
There's very few, and if you're using apricot seeds, I've heard anything less than 20 seeds a day, and you're wasting your time.
No, you have to take a lot, that's for sure. And there's centers that have offered the B17, through an IV, and the feds have come after them. We've covered that in the past. We had Sam Bass on to talk about the Camelot Cancer Center that was raided by the feds, and you're right, it's definitely heavily persecuted. From what I understand, it goes after the cancerous cells. It's a form of niacin or strychnine or one of those. What's that?
Arsenic.
Arsenic. Okay, thank you. I'm all over the place here. And the poison goes after the cancerous cells, but leaves the other ones to continue to prosper, unlike the nasty chemo and all that stuff.
Right. Right. I had a friend that she was in a wheelchair and couldn't hardly move and started using B17, and her doctor got violently mad at her, put her into a nursing home. Within 3 weeks, she was dead.
Wow.
So B17 is a very good thing. She started coming around, and he put her into a nursing home to keep her from using it.
Well, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
I just wanted to say, 17, not 13.
13, 17, it's late, you know. All right, well, thanks, Tammy. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Andrew, we have the benefit of some pretty informed listeners here.
Listening to your show, they got to be.
They ought to be, yeah. Well, they ought to be more informed than I am. That's not hard. But, yeah, that's what the show is, man. It's a learning process. It's a platform for me to vent and so on and so forth. And sometimes we need that. So, final phone calls, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump on board, you have the opportunity to do so here. In the last minute or so, we have Andrew on the line with us. And while I'm remembering, before we run out of time, why don't you plug the, an Indiegogo? What's the crowdfunding site you got for it?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's Indiegogo. They're a little bit less corporate than Kickstarter, so I went with them. Really easy to use platform. To find my Indiegogo very easily, you can just go to my website, theandrewmeyer.com. I'm doing a whole bunch of things with the Indiegogo, which you'll see when you watch the video. But again, the main thrust of it is just to get me out there on college campuses, creating events, talking to all the local college clubs, whether it's college Democrats, college Republicans, Young Americans for Liberty, anybody that has the idea to go out there and be active about politics, get them fired up about this event, about me coming to speak at their campus. And then I'll actually introduce them to issues that they didn't really understand, that they didn't know, that there is alternative media, that there's Russia Today, InfoWars, Bob Tuskin, Project Censored, that there's a whole realm of real information that is kept from them on purpose, and that there are real candidates that actually stand for what they want. They're also kept from them, and that they can make a big difference by actually promoting these very things and going out and petitioning and not protesting, throwing their time in the toilet, but actually taking their time to build something and educate and motivate more people. So my goal is to create a big snowball effect where people are just going to be fired up, and they're going to fire up more people. And that's the goal. It's called Don't Tase Me, Bro Live. That's the name of the Indiegogo, and you can find it on my website, theandrewmeyer.com.
Awesome. You mentioned Project Censored. Peter Phillips of Project Censored just posted on my wall via Facebook the newest top 25 censored stories.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm skimming through it. There's some good ones and some stories that I feel to be a bit skewed. I don't want to pick it apart right now, but there's some very interesting stories here. Number 25, Israel gave birth control to Ethiopian immigrants without their consent. Pretty darn crazy. Number 24, widespread GMO contamination. Did Monsanto plant GMOs before USDA approval? There's another one about Monsanto, another one about Israel. Israel counted minimum calorie needs in Gaza blockade. Fracking our food supply. They usually have some pretty good stuff. They've covered 9/11 in past years. They even covered chemtrails last year, which is considered to be even more taboo than 9/11 in some regards.
Yeah, people get real antsy when you talk about the chemtrail.
Is that something you're concerned about as well?
I mean, all you gotta do, look in the sky, is there a big white white pillar? Okay, where did it come from? Why is that? It's obviously not natural. Where did it come from? And so, you know, when you don't accept any kind of bullshit as an answer, and you demand a real answer, you know, you're gonna get to the truth very quickly. I mean, thank God for the internet, because it allows us to do that.
Right. And you were a big Reddit guy, weren't you?
I mean, Reddit, a few years ago, they used to have 9/11 stuff like on the front page. Now, right. you know, kittens and whatever, but it used to be very good. Sometimes they still get stuff up there. So if Reddit were the front page of news rather than CNN or ABC, you know, we'd be in a pretty good place.
What about Aaron Swartz's untimely death? I mean,
you mean his assassination, probably?
Yeah, it's another one of those suicided individuals.
Michael Hastings is just blatant. It's just blatant, sure, at this point. And it's like, if people are going to wake up, they're going to wake up. I mean, they're giving bombs to Al Qaeda now. So Michael Hastings, the NSA, the story, you know, Bradley Manning, these stories are just so ridiculous at this point that it's like, hey, are you going to do anything? We're all the way there. You know, it's the frog in the thing, and now it's completely boiling. Are you going to jump out? Are you going to stay in the water? So, you know, people got to take the action now. And the thing that I see, like, we were talking about Project Censored, you know, published a story recently where they basically hammered Alex Jones. They say, oh, he's bad for the truth or liberty movement, whatever you want to call it. Like, he's just a kook, and he's just taking people's money. They compared him to a guy that said Jesus was coming back four times and lied because he makes predictions on what's going to happen, et cetera. But it's like, that is the dumbest thing that they could possibly do. Because even if they believe all that stuff about Alex Jones, that he's just, you know, saying things for money, that doesn't matter. Okay, Alex Jones is putting out more truthful information at a higher quantity than anybody. You know, like, he is the front line for journalism, basically. When the shooting came out today, he was the one to call out the media instantly and say how ridiculous they are in various ways, and how, like, he nailed the police in his analysis, saying that they couldn't wait to shoot, you know, and that that's how they are, you know, like, he's the front line, basically, and for them to go after him, even if you don't agree with him, like, he's putting out the same type of message. Don't knock him, just unite, you know. You don't need to agree with everybody on every single little point, you know. Like, in 2007, I looked at the field. At the time, I was more skewed towards the liberals. So I'm like, okay, I like Dennis Kucinich the best, but Ron Paul had the best chance of winning out of everyone on it. So I supported Ron Paul. Like, you can't be arguing the liberal versus conservative or the socialist versus libertarian perspective. That is a secondary argument. That has to come way after we kick all the pirates out of the government that are murdering people and poisoning everyone. You can't split hairs at this point.
You can't.
You know, and the side is not Project Censored on their own team. You know, it's the truth and liberty side and the.
It's a big conglomerate. Absolutely. Andrew, we're all out of time, brother. Hey, thanks again for coming on. Everyone should check out your campaign, and I'll definitely have you back on for updates. TheAndrewMeyer.com. Justin Show. Let me say,
John Stadler here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. VeteranOwned.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
On February 3rd, 2011, homeschooling parents Steve and Christina Spell were approached by law enforcement at their home and told that they were under arrest. Shocked, they struggled to find child care for their six children, who stood scared and confused as they watched their parents apprehended by state officials. Christina was 8 months pregnant with her seventh child. They were given 3 hours to find child care for the evening and then were told to turn themselves in. Otherwise, the police would return and forcefully remove them from their home in front of their babies. They were being charged with 5 counts of compulsory attendance violation. In other words, they were being arrested for homeschooling. The county is Leon County Schools, and I would recommend all of my listeners call them up. Let them know what they think about this. In fact, I know it's late here on the East Coast, but I'm sure I can leave a voicemail. Let's see here. Leon County School System. Let's leave a voicemail right now and see if they... See if they will take my call here. Because I am so outraged by this. It's not even funny. These parents, they followed the homeschooling rules in the state of Florida to the letter of the law. I mean, they really did follow it and did everything they were supposed to do. And the state has gone after them again for essentially homeschooling. This is in Tallahassee, Florida, where the capital of our state is. Here's the number, 850. Get out your crayon, write this down, and let them know how outraged you are about this, as am I. 850-487-7100. Okay? Let's call them now live on the air. 850-487-7100. Again, these folks were arrested for essentially homeschooling their children, and they've been persecuted as a result. And if this case is allowed to go on without people standing up for them, then others will be persecuted for it as well. Hello? Hello? Well, that was weird. There was no voicemail, there was no message, just picked up and hung up. That was weird. Let's try it again, shall we? All right. 850-487-7100. Huh. This is the Leon County School System responsible for coming after these parents. Hello? I'm just going to pick up. You got to have a voicemail or something. You know, it's 12:52 on the East Coast. It happened again. It just drops off. Weird. Well, I'll try calling tomorrow and I'll let you know what happens. But to reiterate that if these parents are not released from their charges, then, well, it will set a dangerous precedent for others who homeschool. And I plan on homeschooling. My son's still very young, but I plan on homeschooling. And the Common Core, something we were talking about with Clint Richardson last night, is connected to this. Let's help end this victimization and blatant war on homeschooling so that the Spells and all families like them can have the freedom to choose what is best for their children, whether that is a public education or solid education in the home. Regardless of this family's continual compliance with the state, this case is set to go to trial this week, and if found guilty, Steve and Christina could face up to 10 years in prison, leaving their 8 children parentless for decades, all because of their choice to homeschool them. If you are as outraged about the situation as you should be, make your voice heard. Contact the school district that I just told you about or the state attorney's office in Tallahassee. Let's see if we can call the state attorney's office. Let's see if that works. Let me look up their number. State attorney Tallahassee, maybe they have a voicemail. Okay, their number is 850-606-6000. All right, let's call them up and see if we can get a voicemail to voice our concern, because this is an outrage, folks, and I'm not just going to tell you about the story and not do something about it. If you're as impassioned as I am.
Hello, you have reached the office of the state attorney. Our office is presently closed. Our normal hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Please leave a message and your phone call will be returned the following morning. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi there, my name is Bob Tuscan. I am a journalist and nationally syndicated talk radio host. And we are covering live on the air right now the case of the Spells family, a family essentially that was homeschooling their children under the letter of the law, and you have decided to persecute them and come after them, threatening them with up to 10 years in jail. This is absolutely despicable. I will do everything under my power as the media to get the word out on this. And if you so choose to persecute them and actually try them and charge them with this crime, we will make sure that everybody knows what you have done is absolutely despicable. Willie Meggs, I'm also familiar with what you're doing in Liberty County, persecuting the sheriff there, which is an issue that I have talked about on my show, and I know that Bernie Thompson has as well, and I'm concerned about that. So you better get your act together. We're going to expose you and make sure that the governor does not appoint you again as the state attorney. And if he chooses to, we will oust him and elect somebody else. So I just want to voice my complaint and let you know how concerned I am about the Spell family being told that they face jail time for essentially homeschooling their children. It's absolutely despicable. And Willie Meggs, our state attorney here in the state of Florida, Second Judicial Circuit, I hope you get your act together fast, because this is not going to go unchecked. Thank you for your time. Respectfully, Bob Tuscan. Or not so respectfully. All right, I hung up on him. Well, there you go. I had to get that out. Get that off my chest here. I'll update you and let you know what happens with that case. Thank you again to the listener who sent that information to me. It hits close to home. No pun intended. Homeschooling is not a crime. If anything, the indoctrination camps known as the public schools, they're the crime. They're the real crime. And you should be outraged about this, whether you're from the state of Florida or not. Okay, folks, that just about does it for me tonight. I'm ready to go hit the hay. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any suggestions or any guest suggestions and feedback, feel free to email me. Email simply thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. And if you want to support what we're doing here, please, I could use your help financially, unfortunately. But that's the case. I hate to ask, but, if you don't ask, then you don't receive. I know I spend a lot of time doing this, and I hope you see the value in that. So it's not like I'm just holding a cardboard sign here. The Bob Tuscan website is bobtuscan.com. That's Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. On the right hand side of the page, you'll see a donate to the Tuscan family button. All right. Steve Starrs will be riding shotgun with us tomorrow night. Take calls as well and get to a whole bunch of stuff. Might have some surprise guests. You'll have to tune in. But until then, love you guys. Have a great evening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Freedom.